Okay, call meeting in order, the Commerce Gaming Land Emergency Meeting, September 22nd, time is 2:20. Do we have roll call?
We're back in from recess.
Huh?
We've done that already, we're back in from recess.
Oh, we're just coming, that's right, we're returning from recess, so first.
Prayer.
I guess we need a prayer, approval of minutes. Maria, can you give us a short prayer?
Father God, we just thank you for this day, we thank you for your blessings and your provision, Lord. We just ask blessings upon all of our Osage people, wherever they may be and whatever their circumstances may be. We thank you for everything, amen.
Thank you. Next is approval of minutes of.
Out of character for me to pray short.
Of September the 20th.
God understands.
Wow. All right, do we have a motion to approve? Or do we have any amendments or corrections?
I'm going to finish, one second, and then I will.
I'm going to go grab my amendment to the plan.
Okay, I move to approve the Commerce Gaming and Land Development Land Meeting Minutes for September 20th, 2017, as presented.
Second.
I don't have a quorum.
Oh, we don't. Are there six of us on this committee?
Huh?
There's six of us on this committee this time? Okay.
Okay, well, motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of September 20th. All in favor, say yes.
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 All right.
Abstain.
No. Three yeses, one abstention. Motion carried. First, bill to consider, resolution ONCR 1735. A resolution declaring congressional consent and approval for Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2018. Sponsor is Pratt, Angela Pratt, so I turn that over to you now.
Okay, thank you, Chairman. Super Nall. Well, we have addressed the annual plan of operation so far in the previous meeting with gaming. The CEO and other executives. since that time, there has been an amendment, but of course, as with most everything that is confidential and proprietary information, but we did receive a copy of the resolutions passed by the Gaming Enterprise Board. And so there were two amendments to that, which we have received copies of. I have spoken with the gaming CEO this morning. He's available by phone if you have any particular questions, or I can call him or text him and get the answers. But otherwise, we agreed that there were the only two changes, and most of that has been discussed, so I'm not really sure what else you want to, how much you want to discuss.
Well, the two changes was to increase the dividend to 45 million and increase the lending amount to 160.
Yes.
Okay.
Just as we had discussed previously, so what they've done. Where's one of the white ones?
Yeah, yes. It's not my understanding that any of the loan agreements will be amended. I think that it's my understanding that that's, that this elevated total right here, that we can't talk about, that that elevated total right there would be more than likely out of their own cash receipts. That increase right here to that amount, they, in the other plan, it was agreed to at a lower level. This is what we're agreeing to now, but I don't believe that's amending any of the loan documents. I believe that's a cash infusion.
Okay.
That was my understanding.
My understanding as well, but I'm going to get a confirmation right now while we're discussing.
Right, that's my understanding. So there's not going to be any more renegotiation notes from my understanding.
So that would reduce the amount that they would pay down on the loan next year, I guess.
Actually, our distribution does that.
Actually.
That's what they told me. This was budgeted, that extra five right there was budgeted toward paying bigger amounts on the loan. And that's where they pulled that amount from. Right here, the five right there.
Yeah, I see that. I'm looking here where the money's coming from.
Very long at all.
They increased that 10 million.
Under the capital retention.
Where is it? The double.
27,187.
This is the total. Okay. All right.
I think you'd have to have your book to see, to be clear on where I was talking about. Let me see. Let me look and see if it's on this other page. No, it's not there.
This is not negotiable, I don't think.
No.
So it has to come, I believe.
Let me go pull this summary out and we can see the difference in it, okay? Choking myself down.
What? Stepped on my scarf. I have my plan right here, Maria. Are you wanting something in particular?
Yes, the...
Yeah, I was getting ready to try to show John as well. Here, let's log in on
that. I believe it's page, mine's marked page 6. That's, well, there's...
Okay, I was just looking at the comparison of page 4 and page 6. So there's...
See, this is where it changed.
John, you want to come over?
I can see.
Okay.
That changed to that. That's where the 5 came from.
Mm-hmm. So it went up there and came down here.
No, I was just kind of wondering where the 10 is coming from, if they actually did.
And then?
Out of their retention.
Summary A. There's the comparison of those two. I'll check my phone.
So that's the difference there. I think
I've asked, this will not include any renegotiation of the loan, correct? That's correct.
What's correct?
But there won't be any,
okay.
It won't affect the loan, there'll be any renegotiation of the loan.
And the reason that they want, I'm not certain that maybe we need to look and see. Let me look. here would be page 24. Let me give this back to you because this is your extra. So, right here, they've added this language underneath here because they had agreed to a total lesser than a lesser amount than that. It'll be paid out of the retained revenue that they keep. So they just wanted to get that in there because they had promised a different amount not to exceed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why they wanted to memorialize it in their annual plan.
Okay, I'm satisfied. Do we have any motion as far as movement on that?
I'll move. I move to report ONCR 1735 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pass ONCR 1735 to Congress with a. Now, is this an amended plan or?
Not to our bill. I mean, there are amendments already included in the plan before we meet it, so I don't think it's as amended in our report to Congress.
Right, we have replacement pages to pull out the ones.
It's not like we're coming, we've already approved it and we're coming back or anything like that.
Okay, as with the due pass recommendation. All in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. Next item of business is consideration of ONCR 1747, a resolution requesting Osage Station Gaming Enterprise to include a $45 million annual distribution to the Osage Nation in its annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2018. It seems that's a moot question now. So the sponsor is Edwards, Congresswoman Edwards. Would you like to?
I don't believe I'm the sponsor on that.
Your name's on.
I think I am the sponsor of that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on the website, so I can't actually see the actual filed bill.
You're the sponsor.
I know I am the sponsor. I have, depending on what this body wants to do, I have no objections to pass it or not pass it. You know, with the distributions there, we just voted to approve the annual plan with it in there. I think some people have different ideas about it. I'm not married to it one way or the other. So if we want to pass that resolution out, I'm okay with it. If you don't want to pass it out, I'm okay with that also. So I'll proceed however the body and the committee wants to go.
The only comments that I've heard is that some people think it's not necessary and would rather not even have it on the record. Because they've already agreed to do that on their own,
and
I suggest withdrawing the bill.
I'll just make the comment that when I arrived to the gaming meeting on Wednesday, this amendment was already drafted and presented to the board, and they didn't even know about the filing of this resolution whatsoever before they went ahead and amended the plan. I think that resulted out of our committee meeting that we had with them while they were there. So
I'm going to go back to the point that I was making before, which is Congress speaks through its legislation, through its committee reports, through votes it takes in committee. There's ways for Congress and committees to communicate, and I think it's important that we communicate through those vehicles that the rules require us to. I think if we don't, then we run the risk of at some point having someone communicate information and having people act on it that really isn't the intent or the will of either a committee or the Congress. So it's maybe this circumstance turned out the way the majority of Congress wanted it, but absent this, there is no formal commitment of the Congress members to this. And we actually have done it this way in the past. I took an old resolution that Congress had passed, and that's how we got this, because we've done it that way, and I think it's a good way to do it, because next year's going to come up again. And now that we are not a $40 million hold, there needs to be communication back and forth, and it's not just communication with one person. I don't even know who, from somebody that wasn't on the committee and wasn't in the meeting, I don't have any of that happen. So when those board members say, we want feedback, and I heard that from those board members, we want Congress to give us feedback, I think this is a good way to do it.
So you're for this?
I am.
Okay, so I agree with what Congresswoman Edwards is saying. I hear what Congresswoman Whitehorn is saying about, you know, it's probably going to happen anyways. That is where we started. We did have discussion. It was a little odd how it, I don't know, I guess. I agree with Congresswoman Edwards about going back and like, well, okay, you know, just some of the comments that were made by a board member. But I mean, besides that, I agree. It keeps a record of us requesting it. I don't know. I don't see why we can't. So I'm just going to go ahead and support that as well. But I will say that the CEO of Gaming, Mr. Big Horse, has stated this morning, you know, that he appreciated how we communicated and the, you know, working together. So, and to thank the Congress for that. But otherwise, I don't really see that there's a whole lot more discussion that needs to be had, and I'll move it out. And so I'm gonna report ONCR 1747 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to pass ONCR 1747 to Congress with due pass recommendation. All in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Motion carried with four votes. Four. Number seven. Congressman Edwards, I thought that bill was your bill.
It is. That one is mine. This one is mine.
I thought the previous one was yours. That's why I put two on
I'm
here.
I'm happy to be here and talk about this. Give me 1 second to get it pulled up.
The next item of business is ONCA 17114, an act to amend the Business Commission and Advisory Board Act, ONCA Section 5-106. And to establish an effective date, Congresswoman Edwards, your sponsor, I'll turn it over to you.
You know, since we started having boards, I think we've all, many of us have come to the realization that the Constitution indicates that those boards are an arm of the executive branch. And I think that it's the responsibility of the executive branch to figure out, if you will, what boards they need or feel they need as a liaison to the enterprises. Beyond that, you know, if the Constitution says you can have boards. In the past, I've got a problem.
Yeah, I need a copy of the bill. It's not on the...
Can we have a 5-minute recess? I should have it with me. I have a copy of it.
You could email it to me instead of printing it.
You could email it to me too. It'll be little, but...
Oh, they're printed. I don't care.
And then I'll...
Okay. Thank you, Tynesy. So we didn't... Did you want a recess? Did we move?
Let's do that.
Move for a 5-minute recess.
Second.
I thought it was yes.
Yes.
5-minute recess.
I'm even having trouble.
Well, it's not on here. And is any of the other ones you filed that we're looking at? Okay, Supernaw's next.